Jihad. I am not shaving my beard, Mom. Please don't be so absurd, I implore, exasperated. Her fretting can drive me up the wall. I just worry about you, Anjali cries. That big black beard makes you look like one of those terrorists who flew the airplanes. Now one of these hooligans out in the streets might do something. You know how brutal they are, Anand, all in the name of some misguided patriotism. My mother provokes my sarcasm. These Americans, you mean? I bark back at her. Mom, we happen to be Americans, too, don't forget. I haven't forgotten, Anand, Indian American. But to these thugs, you are simply a foreigner. You look like you could be Arab, an Iranian, maybe one of Saddam Hussein's henchmen. Already the number of incidents of violence against people who look just like you. Oh, Jesus, I exclaim, American to the core. In my 4 years at NYU, I never once. But even that, if I were telling myself the truth, isn't exactly so. But the nutcases are the exception, not the rule. And while I recognize the enormity of the terrorist attacks just 5 weeks ago, my first reaction upon learning that a classmate's fiancée had died when the South Tower fell, imploding like a sandcastle, had been that Elizabeth Ryan, the Irish girl with big tits, after whom I had lusted all through college, was now available. Things are different now, Anand, Mom reminds me, ever the voice of caution, clear-headed restraint. You know it's true. Well, I'm not shaving, and that's final. This is still the United States of America, I declare, sounding like a smug, sanctimonious prig, even to my own ears, even as I can't help myself from reciting my lines. I'm still a citizen. I'm still free. Mom throws her hands up in despair. Freedom, she spits. And that's really the only time I feel she's checkmated me. I cringe at a mental image of those fools with the little American flags waving on the back of their pickup trucks, the flag decals on the rear windshield with the slogan, "These colors don't run." Since graduating in May, I've not yet had a job offer. True, I took a couple of months off after graduating to travel. Turkey, Egypt, India. Which, since the attacks, my mother has fretted looks suspicious, as if Big Brother has been combing through my files, as if the government gives a shit about Anand Chaudhary. But since I'm still without work, in the meantime, I've been helping my aunt in Queens. Lakshmi runs a non-profit for struggling immigrants. One of her clients is named Luciana Sanchez. Luciana's husband had fled with his family from Colombia because he believed New York would be a safer place to live. The unrest caused by the FARC rebels freaked him out, the bombings, the kidnappings. The irony was that Ricardo, too, had been killed in the attack on the World Trade Center, where he'd worked in some financial capacity I never did understand. So much for hedging your bets. I helped my aunt out by looking after Luciana's two young children, Pablo and Francisco. My job was to watch the boys while their mother was at work. Luciana is an interpreter for the Spanish-speaking immigrants at the Queens County Family Court in Jamaica. So yeah, I was a babysitter with a degree in computer science. Note, while I got my degree in computer science, my first love has always been engineering. But since I didn't get into Columbia or Cooper Union, my parents thought I should go to Rutgers, since NYU's engineering department isn't very strong. And I really wanted to stay in the city. On this particular morning, after the argument with my mother, I decide to entertain the two boys by having them make paper airplanes. There's a technique, I show them, for making the airplanes more streamlined, more dart-like and accurate, by double-folding the wings to make them narrower and sturdier, then folding the wings back for greater aerodynamics. The wings are thus more curved, so the air moves more quickly over the top of the wing, giving it an upward push, hence employing the forces of thrust and lift to propel the paper airplane even further. My engineering training has served some purpose, at least, I reflect ruefully. Pablo and Francisco are enthralled and begin competing with each other, throwing their airplanes willy-nilly around the room. After a while, I decide to focus their play and make it more of a target game, like bows and arrows. I find a cardboard box and stand it up across the room, and the boys throw their airplanes at the box. Unfortunately, this is when Luciana walks into the room to fetch her sons, done with her day at work, and only then do I understand what this must look like to the boy's mother.